Not enough time and not enough money. Those are the two things that most women who want to rapidly scale their business struggle with. I'm going to show you exactly how to break free of that cycle of not having enough time and not having enough money so that you can actually achieve leverage and get to that place where your time is yours and you're making a lot more money. There are three pillars, three key elements you need to understand and work. You got to work these for you to quantum leap your income, whether that's doubling, tripling, or 10 times in your income. They are team, systems, and packaging, or how you package and speak about what you sell. Let's jump right into how this works. Say you have a great revenue generating idea, but your plate is already full. How do you make time to execute on that idea without stepping into burnout or overload and losing all your freedom? There's only so many hours in the day and you're already giving it your maximum effort. So the obvious answer is that you need to hire a team. You need to hire people who can take activities off your plate and free up your time. This allows you to execute on your revenue generating activities and allows you to make more money. This is leverage. You're leveraging someone else or something else to help you scale and make more money. Where most people stop in implementing this solution is thinking that they can't hire their next level hire because they aren't yet making enough money to support bringing on this person. We'll get to the bigger answer to that catch 22, that mental and emotional block, in tomorrow's video and bonus training material, because ultimately the problem is never a money issue or a time issue. And it's really important that you hear exactly what the problem is and how to solve it. But for now, the concrete step that you want to take is to hire anyway. Now, I'm not being flip here. Let me explain. You want to figure out what you're doing now that's causing you the most frustration or taking up the most of your time, okay? And hire someone to go do that for you. Start with that one thing. Even if there are 20 frustrating things right now, start with the issue that's taking up most of your mental and emotional bandwidth. Start small. Get help with that one thing. Spend the money even if you think you can't afford it, okay? Now, I know this might trigger you a bit and go against the rules that you were brought up with, the rule that says you must have the money before you spend it, okay? So yes, I'm asking you to break that rule, but there are several caveats. Caveat number one is that when you spend the money to hire before you actually have the money and you free up your time by doing that, you need to spend that time, that available new time, on money generating activities. You need to do the work to call in the money, okay? It's not just spend, spend, spend. It's spend, create time, and bring in the money, okay? Caveat number two, spend the next level money for you. So now what do I mean by that? I mean that your expenditure needs to stretch you, but it can't be an unreasonable stretch for you. You have to believe that you will be able to leverage the investment you made. That's super important. You have to believe that you will be able to leverage the investment you made. This will be different for everyone depending on where they are in their business and really in their psyche. For the woman who's already making 500K, that might be a stretch. What might be a stretch is hiring on a second in command or a full-time manager in a leadership position. For someone who's making less than 100K and stretching to make their first hire, it might be an assistant for 10 hours a month. You're going to want to go to a place, and for that, you really want to go to a place like Upwork.com and find an inexpensive person to do the most immediate tasks at hand. This is also a good resource for more highly skilled contractors. For those of you who already have support staff but need experts for one-time jobs, you can really find good people there. Remember to ask good questions when you post for a position and make sure people answer all your questions satisfactorily. Oh, that's a hard word for me. To vet them. You want to vet them. Okay. What you want to do, though, is go for it. Take your scary stretch step. And then do the work to bring in the sales, okay? This raises your game. It forces you to make the tough decisions and take action, like raising your prices or changing your business model or reaching out and making more sales. I see this all the time with my clients. They hire me, and this is an investment, and then they get leverage on their own internal blocks and fears and go take the action we discuss because they want to make good on their investment. They're incentivized to do that. So if you're looking at the diagram of the three pillars, you can see how team and packaging, or what you sell, what and how you sell, directly impact each other. Hiring team requires that you bring in more money to pay them. It forces your hand, so to speak, so that you go make that money so that you can pay them. But it also allows you the time, it creates the time for you to go do the work required to bring in the money. The reverse is also true. When you fix or change your business model, what and how you sell your product or service, that's the packaging, so that it is more effective and can bring in more money. And there's an art and a science to this, and I love, love, love helping my clients with this. It increases your revenue and allows you to hire even more team and also invest in your systems. So you can see the arrow goes both ways. This is super important and a great way to get leverage and make more money. You take what you're already doing and repackage it in a way that adds value for everyone. I was just on a call with a client where we realized that many of her colleagues ask her for advice. She loves to help, so she jumps on a call, reviews their plans, and meets them at job sites. Now, the first law of receiving is giving, so don't get me wrong here. It's an excellent practice to give and give generously and give first until it's limiting your next step, your more life directive. And this is what was happening for her. She was ready to grow. So we took what she was already doing and quickly packaged that into a monthly retainer package that serves her colleagues at the highest level and compensates her really well. She loved it and is going to get practically instant leverage on that, saving her time and bringing in a lot more money, both at the same time. I super duper duper love helping women see these kinds of opportunities like this to scale their business and do more with less and really leverage and bring their incredible work to the world. This is why I get out of bed in the morning. This is my why, if you will. So starting with your business model, what you're selling and how you're selling it is the more traditional sequence of events. Make more money through adjusting your business model and or selling better, then invest in team and systems. And this traditional way, you know, make the money first, then invest, it works, okay? But what I have found is that most people who approach it this way on their own never actually get off the hamster wheel of not having enough time or money. They are trying to work harder to break that cycle rather than innovating and finding better packaging of what they already sell, okay? They can't see the forest for the trees or how to innovate, so they keep just working harder and they never get off that hamster wheel. And there are only so many hours in the day. There's only so much hard work you can put in. There's only so much doing in the same way again and again before you burn out. You've got to break that cycle. And to break the cycle, you need to invest in getting help, whether that's someone to do your tech or your admin, or even, yes, investing in a coach like me to help you rethink your business model and scale. If you wait to invest and don't make that stretch step investment now, soon, and when I say stretch step investment, let me explain what that means. It means that it's going to scare you a bit. You just keep, it needs to be a stretch for you, and that is going to scare you a bit, okay? That's how you know it's the right size stretch for you. Okay. Otherwise, you keep just pushing harder and staying on the endless cycle of not enough time and not enough money. And this leads to burnout, not to freedom. Okay, so let's talk about systems in more detail. Systems, simply put, are how you do things in your company. You always have systems, though often the way you do things isn't the most efficient and you're expending a huge amount of time on something that could be streamlined. Some systems are high tech, some are low tech. Some are automated, some are manual. The real key with systems is to look at where you're not being as efficient as you could with your time. You will be able to find this, these places for efficiencies, by assessing two things in your business: where you're most frustrated and where you're spending most of your time. The sweet spot of where to start with systems is in the overlap of these two, where you're most frustrated and where you're spending most of your time. For example, if you're most frustrated by not being able to find some piece of information or document and you spend a lot of time searching for them, this is a great place to develop a better file management system. Seems simplistic, but I can't tell you how much time it will save you to have a really good file management system. You can do this for yourself, or better yet, hire someone to do this for you. You can create a better naming convention and then have your assistant, for instance, use that to organize your online file sharing. This is also a beautiful example of the interplay between systems and team. Okay? You can have your team implement your systems, saving you the time of doing that yourself and allowing you to focus on revenue generating activities. But better systems also free up your team's time. Woohoo! Double bonus. So that they can spend their time more efficiently as well, thus helping you leverage their support. In addition, when you develop better systems, it raises your game on the packaging front. You know, packaging is what and how you sell. And let me explain how this works. Oftentimes, unconsciously, people hide behind the running of the business activities, and they don't do the often more challenging work of stepping up their business model, marketing, and sales. They use the inefficiencies in their business as a way to avoid the required work. But when you create better systems, it forces you to raise your game. You then have the time to give to the revenue generating work. And if you do it, if you actually do that, you will get off the hamster wheel of never enough time or money. In addition, better systems support you in delivering a better product or service. This raises the value of what you offer, and as a result, can help you in charging a more premium price. So as you can see, each of these three pillars, team, systems, and what and how you sell what you offer, if implemented correctly, creates more money, frees up your time, and raises your game, all leading to leverage. Leverage is when you start making more money more quickly. Leverage is when you have more time and more freedom. Leverage is when you're less cranky and more delighted with your life and your business. And that's what I want for you. So you need to take those first steps and invest in a better or larger team, better or different systems, or better, a different way of packaging what you sell, including knowing how to speak about what you do. That's messaging, and how to market it. Marketing and messaging are a critical piece to how you package your work. See, I used to be crazy busy in the struggle, pushing and driving myself really hard. And I would get some great progress for sure. Hard work does get you someplace. But I wasn't making nearly enough money, and I didn't have the mental, emotional, and time freedom I really wanted. And I had no idea if I was doing the right thing. And this was leading to a lot of anxiety and insecurity. Until I was able to move past my blocks and leverage the three pillars. Only then was I able to make a quantum leap. That's when I, within a relatively short period of time, just a year, I was able to turn my annual six-figure income into my monthly income. When I was able to do this, not only did my financial world open up, but I really stepped into my purpose, which is to help women move through their blocks and into their financial freedom and their best lives ever. So join me tomorrow. In tomorrow's video, I'm going, and the extra bonus training, I am going to talk about how to move through your blocks so that you can actually make use of the three pillars to leverage. So I'll see you then. Take care.